that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, we are continuing with our efforts to feel, to understand, to grasp, to somehow locate. What does it mean, faith above reason? So let's move on to the next excerpt. Yes, please.
So we'll begin with excerpt number 35 by Rabash. When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might, since it argues, why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person cannot be rewarded with the Torah. Yet, a person sees that this is unrealistic, that he will have the strength to go against reason. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature.
Yes, this is how we actually need to advance to Lishma for her sake, that after we understand that it is impossible to reach any nearing, any identification with the Creator, but only on the condition that we get a force from above, because within us there are no advice, there's no advice, no beginning for it, nothing. Then we have to, well, it's unconditional surrender, meaning that I have to get help from above, against my ego, against my desire that always pulls me in all kinds of different directions, but rather what I want is only one thing, help from above, to reach a state where I understand that my future depends only on how much I will get from above the force of bestowal, and that I will be incorporated in the force of bestowal. And even though this approach and this request, this disposition are also still egoistic, since I haven't yet received anything from bestowal, so even the desire for bestowal, it's also egoistic. But nevertheless, this is called from Lo Lishma, we come to Lishma. That this is how we begin the path in spirituality. That we want to receive Lishma, even though it is against the will to receive. And through that we advance. There are many things in it that we cannot yet explain. We don't have these feelings. We don't also have the words for it. But this transition is a very special transition, that everything is built in such a way that it comes to us from the shattering. And in the shattering, all of the desires, the thoughts, the intentions, they all mingled with each other. And therefore, when we discover this mixture within us and we don't quite know what to do and how, but nevertheless we perform certain actions and by that we awaken the upper light, then the upper light that shines on all of the problems and doubts, misunderstandings, then we start to sort it out, meaning the Creator sorts it out. And out of that, we understand what is happening to us. Therefore, what we need now is only to come closer to the demand that the Creator must give us some beginning in order to bestow, in Lishma. And here, certainly, everything depends on the connection between us, on how much we will be impressed by the friends, and through them we will receive from the Creator that feeling of what does it mean in order to bestow? What does it mean, Lishma?
Concerning Lishma, for her sake, it's written in the article that we have to put to death the governance of ourselves and care about the benefit of the Creator. What does it mean to care about the benefit of the Creator?
I can give you an example from this world. How does a mother, a woman that has a baby, and the baby, on the one hand, she feels that it's connected to her, but the baby doesn't feel that it's connected to her that much. And so it turns out that it cries, it wants something, and the mother feels its desire several times over more than what it feels, and it obligates her more than it obligates it. And then she jumps leaves anything else in order to serve it as much as possible. That is, its desire becomes higher than her desire. Its desire determines all of the actions, all of the thoughts, all of the dispositions, everything that she has. The baby now activates her now instead of her desire, which was always activating the woman, but now, no. Now it's only the desire of the newborn, of the baby. It now activates the mother. It's a clear example. And this is how we should try to reach a state where the greatness of the Creator, just like a baby towards the mother, will activate us. And we will work only for that for that purpose.
Чтобы, ну вот с вашим примером с матерью и вот по статье, вот чтобы заботиться только.
With this example of the mother and also with respect to what is written, to see only to the benefit of the Creator, we have to feel the Creator.
No, if you will discover Him, then you will have no problem. Then it won't be above your reason. It will be within your reason. It's just like the woman and the baby. Why doesn't she by that become holy in faith above reason? Because it's within reason. The baby's desire is, for her, becomes greater than her desire. This is why she doesn't become spiritual by that. Her attitude to the baby, it's not with faith above reason, but rather it's within the desire. We respect this desire, but really everyone has that. Even animals, this belongs to the animate degree, not to the degree of Adam. one who is similar to the Creator. Whereas faith above reason, what we're talking about, that we want to develop it, that's already the feeling of true bestowal, which is above reason, in spite of the reason. And therefore, it doesn't come to us, we cannot find it within us, but rather here, there is a special relation between us and the group and the Creator, so that through our relations in the group, we can reach a state where the Creator, the upper force, will be more important for us than ourselves. It's actually more than ourselves. It's within ourselves. So, simply, this will be the most important thing for me. More and more and more, this is how we will advance to states where upon all the disturbances, we will reach a state where the Creator will be more important. Imagine to yourselves that there is some force that you begin to feel it, that it is more important for you than you yourselves. That's it. This, all in all, is considered that you are overcoming the small will to receive that we have within us for the time.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What does it mean in the text that the desires become incorporated? How can we interpret incorporation in a spiritual state?
In the spiritual state, the desires, each and every desire, even though it's different than the other one, however, they all reinforce each other. They strengthen, reinforce each other. I can't explain more than that now. We will feel this phenomena. Then we will be able to say what is going on here. There are harmonies here. How shall I put it? Special frequencies between us that we establish. It's already like we say about the degrees of the desire, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. This is how in our desires we also connect. We will learn that later. The most important for us now is to start to somehow imagine to ourselves, how do we begin to get this quality of faith above reason. PT3.
The will to receive asks him, why do you want to put me to death and not? And why do you want to put me to death? And he says, the person has no choice but to turn to the Creator. So the question is, what is the reason he's turning to the Creator? What does he tell the Creator that he wants to put to death the will to receive, so that the Creator really puts the will to receive to death?
Because through the study, and we learn this every day, every morning, and by speaking with the friends, and by reading all kinds of excerpts, one begins to understand that he has this world in which he exists on the animate degree as a beast, and the spiritual world. And there is a very special barrier here. And so that crossing it is considered to come out of the vessels of reception and to acquire vessels of bestowal. And acquiring the vessels of bestowal, one can do it only by annulling his self. And then, if one continues in that, then he comes closer and he overcomes. And otherwise, well, one is born a beast and he dies a beast.
The question is, the prayer has to be real for the Creator, so...
Well, true, well, as much as well, the Creator understands everything. The force of bestowal that actually establishes and builds and creates all of our states and ourselves with all of our qualities. He understands everything. He feels everything. Don't you think that we can do something or think something or feel something that does not exist and is not received in the Creator? We exist in Him.
So what is the prayer to put it at the will to receive that is received in the Creator?
The prayer expresses your desire, not what is happening, but rather what is it that you would have liked. So even if you don't really want it, but you imagine it, even if you're envious of something, and envy seemingly is something bad, however, you want it to happen. And therefore, this is how you advance. The Creator, well, first of all, He includes all the thoughts and desire of each one and everyone together, and also what becomes clear in each one and in everyone, in all of us together, in each and every moment. It all exists and is felt within this reality, which is called the Creator.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Why does he write here that the desire to bestow is a second nature?
Because before that we exist in a single nature, in the nature of the will to receive only. And when we reach the will to bestow, it becomes, it's clear to us that we've reached a second nature.
But a second
nature sounds like a habit. Because nature is a habit, so is the will to bestow, does it become a habit?
In order to reach the will to bestow, we have to perform exercises. Exercise after exercise after exercise, we try. Like little children, we perform all kinds of actions, and out of these actions, that if we do not despair, it's like children who do not despair, do not get tired, they do it and they do it and they do it. You can see that a child does the same thing over and over again. When does he stop doing it? When he grows out of that state and he moves on to a new state. He wants something else. He throws away whatever he had and now he plays with something new. And this is how we should also do it.
No.
You want to ask?
Yeah. What is it about the inspiration from the friends that brings us closer to Lishma, to for her sake?
Mostly it's envy and lust and honor. As it says, envy, lust and honor bring a person out of this world. That we need to be impressed by the friends. We need to be impressed by their greater will to receive, by the efforts they make. We have to warm ourselves up in such a way through envy, mostly through envy. I am envious of them, that they are great, that they are not lazy like me, that they know how to determine times for the study, for meetings, for each and everything. And I actually feel myself that I am the worst of them. As Rabash writes, that I am ashamed of my petty acts. And this is how a person advances. Envy is something truly great. It's in the first place. Envy, lust, and honor. that help us to come out of our present state and reach a higher state.
How do we become envious of friends who are more introverted? Not those who are extroverted and say everything, but those who are introverted.
So you should be envious specifically of the fact that he is an introvert. This is how he is according to his nature. The Creator created him. None of us plays because he decided to play or act in this way. That doesn't happen on our path. We're not capable of acting for years in some way, but rather each one is occupied with his internal state. As much as he is able to overcome, as much as he is able to advance, and he doesn't have time for playing games towards others. And therefore, when I look at them, I pretty much see their nature, their inner nature, which is the person. And even though I, in my ego, do not justify him, and I don't like it, what he has, I would truly take each and every one of the friends of my friends in the 10, and I would arrange him with a different character and a different behavior and everything. However, by that, I just want to tell the Creator that I disagree with what he did in the world. So we need to accept it differently, that whatever there is ideal. The Creator made it so, and he made it so for me. And I need to accept it and to be grateful to him and to love each and every one, because this is how the Creator has established him, each and every friend. He established him like that before me, so that specifically by that I will approach him with love. Each one, by that, I reach the love of the Creator, because he is the one who establishes each and every friend. So if I come closer to love towards each and every friend, to that extent, I come closer to loving the Creator. This is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator.
Right, this transition. How does envy of the ideal qualities of the friend bring me closer to the intention to bestow?
It's very simple. I need to be envious of him and to realize that the fact that I, how shall I put it, I have so many thoughts here, this is something that is very central. The fact that I am envious of a friend, it could distance me or it could attach me to him. It depends on how I position myself. If the friend is greater, then I want to be adhere to him. I want to learn from him. If the friend is lower, then I run away from him. The most important thing is that I need to see these things that they are standing as the Creator's presentation, his display before me. The Creator seemingly tells me, if you will find a way, if you will adhere to them, then you will adhere to me. If you cannot adhere to them, turn to me, and I will make it so for you. Meaning, you should always have before you a reason for why to turn to me. That's it. So I put the friends before you, and you should imagine yourself towards them as towards me. That's what the Creator says, and ask of me. And I will make all the changes so that you will be able to come closer to them. Well, find more pretty words here that are more...
Hello. How can we identify if we are truly working toward bestowal or reception?
You need to see whether you accept what the friends say, do what they speak or not. Here is precisely the place of the test. This is your test. How do you relate to them as a means for adhesion with the Creator? If a person is a great egoist, then it's very difficult for him altogether to digest this thing that coming closer to others is your connection to coming closer to the Creator. He doesn't understand it because it's not included in his emotion. He is so disconnected from others that he only feels himself. And all of those means that we are told that we have to come closer to the friends and build a group, he doesn't accept it. He accepts it in an organizational form that, yeah, we need to come closer to somehow position ourselves, but it's not that we can see in others, in people in general, in the whole of humanity, a springboard towards the Creator. That the person doesn't understand. If he is a true egoist, then he doesn't relate it. He cannot relate these two things. And we have such people among us more and more because we have grown over our whole development during our evolution. We grew into great desires to receive that are truly standing opposite the Creator. And therefore, the connection between us appears very difficult. Very difficult. We today cannot have connections in the family, in relationships between couples, in the relationships between parents and children, between nations in general. And the still and vegetative and animate more and more out of the great will to receive that is increasing within each one of us, we lose completely the connections that we had once. Once there was a family and a family felt itself, parents, children, all kinds of people who joined the family. It was like a small, like an extended family or a small village. Nowadays, we don't have such a thing anymore.
Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. What can I do in a state that the demon inside me hates the friends, full of anger towards the friends, wants to kill friends, can't stand to see their faces, and I am so weak against this broken vessel inside me, and it seems impossible to annul before them. What can I do against this devil inside me?
If this is how you feel, then you are already in an advanced state. And all that's left for you is just to determine unequivocally, I want to correct my relation to the friends because through them I advance to the Creator, or not. And if I do, then I turn to the Creator so that He will do it for me. He created the evil inclination. He gives us the upper light, the upper force from above, which is called the spice of Torah. And this is how we become witnesses of the correction of our ego and the evil inclination. And then with that corrected evil inclination that has become the good inclination, to that extent we begin to discover the Creator. In the same coarseness that we felt before, that it was distancing you, you will begin to feel that it is bringing you closer to others, and within the others, you will start to discover the Creator. That's it. So it's very nice. You are actually advancing nicely.
But
without hatred, it's impossible for us to reach. Without hatred, it's impossible to reach love.
So I'm listening to the question from Turkey 4. I'm thinking, yes, I can get very aggravated sometimes in the 10, but I'm wondering, do I have to come to a state of hate? I don't know if I can do that. And you know, if that's what I have to do, I'll look for it.
That also is not good. That is not good. Because hatred and love, we're talking about clear relations. Close, short relations. And if you don't have love and you don't have hatred, then it's very difficult for us to work with this. Because you don't have emotions, you don't have clear inputs. So keep going and you will see how much this will bring you to advancement. Through hatred and love, and you will truly be between this and that, you will exist there.
PT 31.
PT 31.
The 10 is asking, from where do we receive the confidence to go through this process and not fall midway? And also, we can maybe connect it to how does envy give us confidence? What's the right approach to envy?
We get confidence only out of us being connected to the Creator. You have no other place, no other source from which you can get confidence. There is no such thing. From where else? Who is the source of creation? Where do all the forces come from? The negative ones and also the positive ones. It all comes from the upper force.
So.
Moscow 4, it says that the body resists with all of its might, since the body argues, why do you want to put me to death and all of my domain? So the question is, how do we reach a state where we can see that the body is actually resisting it? Usually it's difficult to see it and feel it, because it seems that my body and myself are actually in a state of awakening.
If I am awakening, then I should be in an awakening. I should be connected to my friends and to constantly work with them as one man with one heart and reveal the Creator between us as it is written. And then we are on the way. But if we discover how incapable we are, how we don't want to, and how we're not even directed toward each other, then I come to a state where I need the Creator.
A question from Rus 6. Is faith above reason the point of the freedom of choice to be above the will to receive?
Faith above reason is a point that is free from the will to receive. Yes. it determines from above the will to receive what it wants to be. This is called being a free nation. It is in our land, in our desire. That's the point. That's our point of choice. Why do we need it? If I'm not free from my will to receive, I will not be able to be adhered to the Creator, even as an embryo. And for who am I? For what am I? I have no reality then. I'm just in the will to receive. That's governed by the ego from every direction. Yes?
Ita 6. If I don't feel the desires of my friends in the 10, is it because I'm not connected? What can I do in order to improve it and to become incorporated with them?
It is hard work, but I first have to decide that everything I had so far was happening within the will to receive. And I don't agree to be in it anymore, in my will to receive. Rather, I want to rise above it. So then, here is where the group basically, that's where it should help me out, rise above my will to receive. Yes?
Question from Moscow 4. Should I correct and aim myself so that I'm envious of the common desire of my friends, or is it enough to be envious of one specific friend?
Of a specific friend too, and also of all my friends and of the whole world
Kli.
I have to find how to envy them. Let's say now, I look, I'm looking at the women's Kli, and I see according to their eyes, according to how they look, how to their gazes, how much they want to know, to feel, to come closer to those values we're talking about. And when I look at them, I actually penetrate through their eyes into their hearts, and I discover in each and every heart this disposition, this propensity to reveal the Creator. And it's not important if it's the hearts of men or women. The envelope may be different of a man and of a woman, but the internality of the heart, there are no differences in it.
Shalami Hebrew.
A question from Hebrew. What do we do besides prayer when you feel nothing, zero, no emotions towards the friends, zero emotions?
It's good. Then, at least, you have the right directions. I don't feel anything toward them. To me, they're like a wall. Yeah. And then I have where to begin. From this feeling, where I want not even to forget about them, you begin to measure from here onward. How can I change myself and advance toward them some more? So that this wall will become like a barrier I have to cross and connect with them, and they are behind the wall. So, Dudi, please.
36, Rabash writes, when he comes to know that the Creator can help him, and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that, you see how many prayers you've already prayed, but you received no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more, to overcome through faith, and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities, or to the contrary, rather he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This, too, requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
In other words, we see that after everything you say, the main thing is to pray, meaning to turn to the Creator as the source of all the disturbances and the source of all the helps, the supports, and He wants you to be connected by this to Him, and that's why He is giving you all kinds of states for and against, so that through these disturbances, you will connect to Him more and more. Until you achieve adhesion. And connecting to Him is through our request, and adhesion with Him is by receiving His qualities through our requests. And these qualities we receive one at a time from the Creator, and each quality we receive it gradually. Each quality we receive it in for and against as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. So he who is greater than anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him, because we receive an intensification of the ego in each and every manner. And after that, from it, we also receive the help. And this is how we approach. There's nothing you can do. This is that's the way. Merkaz one.
Can a person know if he's praying correctly?
How can he know? Above reason. You see what he writes here? About every word he says, and to pray, and to pray, and to pray, meaning to turn to the Creator every time from new states, try to be sensitive to each and every state, that there is not a moment, as with us, the clock ticks. Do you feel a difference as the clock ticks between those seconds in your feelings? Every time it ticks, every second you feel yourself in a different state, and from every state that becomes different, the changes in you, you turn to the Creator and pray and ask for closeness, adhesion, help.
So it turns out that the prayer changes every moment.
Of course, every moment, yes. If it doesn't change, then it's not turning to Him. You can't keep saying the same thing to the Creator. You have to constantly scrutinize and scrutinize and scrutinize your for and against, and in what way, how you stand compared to Him and what you want to happen, etc. Every single thing awakens in you many, many feelings and the necessity to connect. Okay?
Entonces, la plegaria completa.
Thank you, Rav. Well, so the complete prayer, we can say that we should wait until we are above reason until the Creator will keep our prayer and won't give us an answer for it?
You will get an answer. You always get an answer. There's no such thing as the Creator not answering. We're just not noticing His answer. But it comes automatically, because the good who does good doesn't have to think whether to give you or not to give you the way we do it. The Creator's heart, if you can put it this way, is open, and we immediately get an answer. In the best way, in the absolute way, from His desire to bestow, which is what He is only. Dudi, next.
Excerpt 37, Rabash writes, but when one sees that after all the exertions, he cannot emerge from the governance of the will to receive for himself, then he sees within reason that only the Creator can help him. It follows that what our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day, and were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not be able to overcome it. He does not need to believe it above reason, the way ordinary servants of the Creator who observe Torah and Mitzvot believe above reason that this is so, that the Creator helps them. Rather, those people who want to work in order to bestow, for them it is within reason, to the point that they must believe above reason that the Creator can help them emerge from the governance of the will to receive.
Shuv.
I will read. For you. When one sees that after all the exertions, he sees that he cannot emerge from the governance of the will to receive for himself, which is most of us. Are like that for now. Then he sees within reason that only the Creator can help him. It follows that what is written, man's inclination overcomes him every day, and were it not for the help of the Creator, he wouldn't be able to overcome it. He does not need to believe in this above reason, the way ordinary workers of the Creator who observe Torah and Mitzvot believe. And they believe in their belief above reason, quote unquote, so to speak, that this is so, that the Creator helps them. Rather, those people who want to work in order to bestow, for them it is within reason. What does that mean? They discover that if the Creator does not help them, they will not be able to do anything in order to bestow. In other words, it is clear to them what is in order to receive and what is in order to bestow. The boundary becomes clearer and clearer to them, that they have to believe above reason that the Creator can help them emerge from the governance of the will to receive. They haven't come to a state where the Creator helps them, but they understand that unless the Creator helps, they have no chance of succeeding.
Moscow 7.
Дарав буквально в первой же строчке Рабаш пишет после того, как человек
перелом. In the very first line, Rabash writes that after investing all his forces, he sees that he cannot emerge from himself, from self-reception. What does it mean, all the efforts, all the exertions?
100% offset.
Can I measure what is my 100%?
Well, that's according to your feeling. It's according to your feeling of how much you can feel and understand. But every single moment when you exert yourself, try to exert all the way. It has to be. It has to be truly. This too should
purportedly, ostensibly be above reason. It needs to be complete agreement. What can I tell you? Complete agreement, complete consent. Workers.
Just the people who work for the Creator, who keep to observe Torah and mitzvot.
Yes, they think that they can come to something without relinquishing, without revoking their will to receive. That even without canceling their will to receive, they can reveal the Creator and everything that the wisdom of Kabbalah presents to us.
Nikolai in Sochi.
Yes?
Because this evil inclination overcomes me to such an extent that I don't even notice that this is the evil inclination.
If you are among the friends and you want to detect it, to locate it correctly with respect to the ten, it'll be clear to you that you're fighting against your own ego here.
Ita 3.
To have an effort 100%, to put all the forces, how can I do it in a conscious and continuous way? How can I find the force to keep going without stopping?
From the ten. From the Creator. From where have you come to where you are now? And who is holding you now? Also, the Creator and the group. And you don't even imagine that even before you came to the group physically, you were already in it. In this world, you were still connected to each other. And this is how you, it came around. Now you are permitted to see for a certain time. You are permitted to see it physically. But afterwards you will lose the physical connection again in your sight and hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And you'll continue to work in higher forms.
PT 33. If the servants of the Creator discover within reason that only the Creator can help him, then why do they need to go above reason, as it says at the end of the excerpt?
But the whole of the spiritual path is to go above reason, above the feeling, above the corporeal intellect, because precisely in this they can come to the real form of bestowal. And they discover that they are incapable of it. But about this there can already be a prayer. The whole point is faith above reason, what is called lishma, for her sake.
It's not clear, sorry, but in many excerpts we are told that a person should reach it. It's a desired outcome that only the Creator can help. Here it says one feels this in his reason, but he still asks above reason.
I don't understand what you're saying. When can the Creator help? In every situation.
So why go above reason if I feel within reason that only he can help? That's what is unclear.
I don't understand you. You have to turn to the Creator, try. Maybe you should get it from the friends. You have to turn to the Creator and ask Him for help. When do you turn to Him? When you see that you can't succeed alone. So how do you come to realizing that you can't succeed alone? According to your life, according to what you want, can you come to love, bestowal, connection, something that goes against your will? Can you overcome yourself, your ego? If not, then you have to turn to Him.
When I sincerely believe that the Creator helped me, without me being able to explain it, it is what we call believing with faith above reason.
No, it's still not above reason because you still haven't overcome, you still haven't risen above your reason. You have to be in resistance, in collision with your own reason, and then ask for help and get it and follow what you will receive. So it'll be clear to you that this is the reason and this is the above reason. This is me within reason and this is me above reason. And in this way, you will then be able to locate the degree on which you are rising. They do scrutinize it.
I'll tell you why. Because in Bala Sulam's article, he mentioned that point that we enter the garden with the king, we walk around with him, we're so impressed, up to the point where suddenly we find ourselves outside of the garden. We ran away from the king, but we think that, yes, we are bestowing, you see, so do you understand? And
I understand you, and I'm very happy that you're asking correctly and you're speaking correctly. And that you remember these allegories that Bala Sulam and Rabash describe. But we have no other way other than to learn and to yearn for the reforming light to influence us. You have no other means. The group, connection in the group, and learning that brings light upon the group and explains to us, this light explains to us how disconnected or connected we are among us and what can we do accordingly. And it is impossible to bring in any other means here. What are you going to do? This is what exists in nature and we don't need anything else.
Thank you, Honorable Rav and World Kli. Please help us to scrutinize. We say that on the one hand, we're going with a common prayer. On the other hand, we say the prayer changes every moment. So how do we understand it and do it correctly?
We have to try to be as connected as possible above the forces that push us away from one another. And our prayer, our common prayer, should be only to the Creator to help us come into a single heart. This is how I have to see it.
Carlos from Latin 12. How can I work with lust and honor in the 10?
Very simple. They are huge forces of mine, and I have to direct them for the sake of the society, both lust and honor. I have to crave the upper light to influence me and change me and do with me whatever it wants, to really be under its force, in its hands. And honor, I want to respect, in my eyes, the group and the Creator, so it will be above my own, my self-respect. So the more I lower myself, the higher I raise them. And the higher I raise myself, I lower them.
So my honor will be like that instrument by which I raise the group and the Creator.
Mark 33. Do I need to try to see the answer, the response of the Creator? It's according to Excerpt 36.
To see the answer of the Creator, I need to feel in my heart how much my heart yearns to come closer to the friends and to discover in the connection between us the Creator. Next.
From the south, Daron, what will help us more and more to feel our lack of ability to reach on the intention to bestow? Because I feel all the time that my ego is blurring this.
We have to hold this between us. I should feel that we're connected together, and in our connection together, that's where I'm about to collect all the good things, the bad things, doesn't matter, but all the things that are related to the connection between us or the lack of. And it doesn't really matter to me if it's connection or lack of connection. The main thing is that it's between us. That's what I accumulate between me and the friends, and that's what I work with. And that's what I should add too. It's like a pot that you have on the stove and you're cooking something. And every time you're adding and adding and adding into what you're cooking, you're adding more things. That's what I want to see. That's how I want to see the group.
Hello, Rav. The question is, he writes, for their opinion, the spiritual and corporeal are equalized like two drops in a pond. So,
as the philosophers, they think that spirituality begets corporeality and that the corporeality is a true result of the spirituality, and that's not what Kabbalists think. They say that this whole world is imaginary because it seems to us in our egoistic will to receive that truly only exists for us to locate it as being bad and try to escape it and rise to the only existing degree, which is spiritual. If anyone is looking at philosophy at all.
Regarding psychology that is developing today, it will also ultimately end, or it's not bothering?
Psychology, if it's based on realistic research, then it's part of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Ultimately, it explains to us what the will to receive of ours is. And it will connect with time. Materialistic psychology will connect to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it will help all human beings to reach spiritual attainments. Ultimately, it will start revealing to us that we were with five vessels, sight, sound, touch, smell, and how we work with these five senses, how we can rise above the feeling of reality, not to be related, dependent on these senses, but rather to see reality in an independent way, independent of my will to receive. As a researcher, I have to rise above my ego and to be independent. And then I can be a researcher. And then This psychological approach helps us to rise above the corporeal human, to reach a state of a spiritual human.
Are there psychological methods that Kabbalah could also use?
No, we don't need that. Only psychology brings a person in something, to a certain extent, to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Materialistic psychology that speaks about what we feel in our matter. This is what we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah. But the main part of the study is on us. On ourselves. A question from Moscow 18. From this excerpt, it's not clear in the previous excerpt. It's not clear where does the corporeal world come from and does it exist? Does it exist at all? What does it mean that the difference between the spiritual and the corporeal is the matter?
All the worlds are perceived in human beings, in us, that we reveal ourselves, that we exist in some reality. This reality is comprised of still vegetative animate speaking from many forces, stars, everything. This reality appears within us. Only within us. We cannot say what exists outside of us. You can only say that something awakens in us this sensation that we exist in some reality. That's it. We live, we exist in some reality. What do we do? How do we reach truth? So the sages of Kabbalah say, if you want to reveal the truth, you must exit yourselves. Exit yourself and begin to reveal the reality in an independent manner from your vessels. Your vessels are the will to receive. So, first of all, in order to investigate reality which is above you, which is outside of you, you must perform a restriction on the will to receive and rise above it. So please do so. If you'll do it, then you'll succeed to reveal the true reality. And what you'll reveal in the true reality is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How to exit your reality, how to begin to feel the upper reality, upper meaning above our corporeal senses, yes, and how we can then rise to the investigation of the true reality. True means that it's not dependent on us, that we exit our will to receive. We can investigate what is outside of the will to receive. That's called not dependent on us. And in this manner, we can reach our new perception.
A question from Moscow 13. Can a person identify what a true wisdom is, what a true teacher is, or... Sorry, it turned off. Or is it only from an awakening from above? And without an awakening from above, we will be confused. Can a person identify a true teaching and a true teacher? Or is it only from above?
Of course, it's only an awakening from above. We first of all need to reveal that we are entirely dependent on awakening from above, that there is an upper force that forms us in everything, in 100%. and that we are not capable of doing anything on our own, rather only to reveal that we are entirely dependent on the upper force, that we can request of him that he can give us some independent from him, some independence from him, from the will to receive, from the Creator. It's not important that we shall be independent, and in the extent that we begin to feel ourselves independent, to this extent we want to determine ourselves that we are in that same quality like the Creator. We want to be in that same quality of bestowal like the Creator. And that's how we advance.
Что такое раскрытие Творца творением в этом мире? Если мы говорим, что духовное мы должны как бы постичь вне...
What is the revelation of the Creator to the Creator being beings in this world, if spirituality is attained outside of it?
Spirituality we attain above the ego. We need in a time when we are here in this world, in some state that we are here, to reach attainment of spirituality. Simply let's say like that. The world you shall see in your life. That's what we need to do. That's how it is. And not more.
Rav, today psychology also loses its value, and what replaces it is the science of the brain. It becomes much more materialistic, basically. Is this another stage to the advancement to the understanding that Kabbalah is the truth?
No, in the meantime, I don't place any hopes on it to advance the truth, because it's a technical matter only. I think in this that we will get deeper in how the electrical signals build in us all sorts of forms in our brain, that in this will depict the truth to ourselves. We can maybe later take from this some simple facts for dissemination, for something, for trying to explain, convince, but not that we will be able to found a Kabbalistic approach on it, because in any case we're talking about something that is accepted within reason and not above reason. And thus, it won't help us. It won't help us.
Again.
So, what does Baal HaSulam mean when he says that only when the nothingness of philosophy will be revealed, only then the wisdom of truth will be revealed? But, and here, we understand nobody values philosophy, but still the wisdom of Kabbalah is not revealed.
We are still on the path. These are like historical periods that were sometimes for hundreds of years. And they don't, how could we say, occur also in speed, hastily. Rather, they demand that they get into the hearts and minds of the masses of people, and that these people will greatly change. Greatly change in their approach. In short, it demands time. Don't think it will be from day to day. But in any case, the spiritual revolution needs to be in this, the we will reveal the unity and connection between us, and then this world will be the group that will be the carrier of the vessel of spiritual force. That's what I expect to be.
Focus group.
But how will it affect us, or how it will be, will it affect the world if we are the group that carries the spiritual force, if there is no one to connect to and to feel that?
I didn't understand you. We need to reach connection between us, that the connection between us will be tied to prayer, that by the mutual prayer between us, we will obligate the Creator. My sons have won me over, that He will connect between us and correct us and fill us with His Spirit, His light. And then we will be the carriers, the connectors between humanity, that we are incorporated in humanity, that we already come to humanity as the vessel that's capable of illuminating to all of humanity the method of Kabbalah, the method of revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world.
But what will prevent a different method, another Asmodeus, to come and to claim in a new way that...
First of all, I'm not responsible for what's going to happen. I know what's upon us to do and that we need to do it. And if there will come additional obstacles, then they'll come. By this, that as what happened with King Solomon in this story, by this the wisdom of Kabbalah also received some great push, a great drive of dissemination. Yes, because there accumulated a great force that wasn't corrected, called Ashmadai, the egoistic will to receive that's very deep, that also revealed from within the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon some very great, truly heavy layer, and that they corrected it. And it's a great attainment. That's how it is.
We as worldwide Bnei Baruch, should we be like King Solomon, saying, I am Solomon?
We need, in any case, to present ourselves that we are a unique center for study, for dissemination and realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah in humanity, among humanity. And we are ready to accept everyone and bring everyone closer to this wisdom. That's it. And what besides this? Whatever we're capable, we'll do.
And regarding all the methods that are stopping or replacing the wisdom of Kabbalah, should they disappear, or for us to be have it easier, or what?
No, I'm not responsible for anything besides what I can aid, help in disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah between everyone. Because we're already in the generation of the Messiah, Mashiach, and of the general correction, and we see all of humanity is such, and we are in a state that we already need to disseminate between everyone, accept everyone, whoever wants to listen, and accordingly advance. That's it. More than this, I don't see. If we'll be able to attain high degrees in understanding and sensation and dissemination in our connection between us and the Creator, even great, that's what we need. We need to yearn for everything. And then we'll see what happens. Okay.
And get used to there are times. There are times for good, there are times for bad. There are times that we calm down and we don't have so much spirit, we don't warm up so much. And there are other periods we need all the time to look at ourselves from the side. And to be, I would say, philosophical about it. Yeah, we just talked about it, philosophy. Meaning that everything passes. And we need, for good times or for bad times, from everything, take what we need for correction. I'm ready to hear it, but you also need to see yourselves as active participants in the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's the main thing what we need. In what are you expressing your attitude to humanity and to the Creator through this, that you're disseminating everyone the wisdom of the Creator?
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Спасибо. Попробую задать вопрос на русский. Дорогой Рав.
Thank you. I'll try to ask in Russian. Dear Rav, if we live in a corporeal, imaginary world, why should we believe in the materialistic psychology?
We don't believe in materialistic psychology. We just respect it because it takes people out of all sorts of religions and faiths, from all sorts of confusions, and places them corporeally, yes, not spiritually, corporeally, that a judge has not but what his eyes see. It establishes us scientifically towards our sensations, towards our mind, that we have science, and besides this, we have materialistic psychology, in what we can investigate reality, and only in this we believe, if we can say, we accept as our perception. And so the materialistic psychology has greatly helped us to exit all sorts of religions and faiths and methods, whatnot, to accept a healthy approach for all of reality. PT
29.
Thank you, dear Rav. A friend is asking, is it supposed to be revealed in a way that instead of philosophy will come the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Yes, ultimately, all the wisdoms, as Bala Sulam says, and I also read about this in my books, that all the wisdoms are incorporated in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And ultimately, besides the wisdom of Kabbalah, we won't need anything. But we will need to add to the writings of Kabbalists more writings. Yes. And it will come the moment that we will begin to get into it in a more widespread manner.